The Lord bless and give you a strong desire to be in His perfect will, to know the truth and do only the truth. Well, just before I began to write this message, I was closing the open window of iTunes, and the song it had gone to was actually a message. Rapture delayed 5 more years. Let me tell you, I did not want to hear that at all. So I thought to myself, oh, that's just coincidence, and I brushed it off. But it didn't brush off. It stuck, and it bothered me. Then I asked the Lord, Lord, please tell us, what is on your heart today? He replied, did you see the message that popped up? I did. Don't worry, it will not be another 5 years. Whew, thank you for that. I was almost afraid to see it. I know. I know your response before it ever happens. Of course you do, sweet Lord. Are you willing to listen, even if it does not agree with what you are expecting? Jesus, you can make me willing. So I began doing a few deliverance prayers. I used the holy water and the sign of the cross to clear the air of any familiar spirits, although in my heart of hearts, I knew it was the Lord. Lord, please help me to hear you clearly and not hesitate when I don't want to hear something. Jesus began, you are an end times community. I have brought all of you together to be leaders in the times of the end. You are all being groomed for a leadership position, capable of protecting my flock until I come back to claim them. There are many twists and turns of fateful events that happen along the way. That is why you must be very patient and run on endurance in this race. There will be many unexpected turns of events that you must be prepared to handle. That is why I have placed you in the school of learning. My chosen ones, you must be broken of your own will and completely adhere to my will at every moment. This takes time and effort with a great deal of patience on your parts. These graces flow continually into you from above as you submit yourselves and worship me. This is not an easy course that will be over quickly. There is still much for you to learn and practice with flawless obedience. So I'm asking you to apply yourselves more and do not expect an easy deliverance from the trials the rest of the world is going through. It is true that I did not create you for the coming wrath, but I was careful to tell you that in this world you will have troubles, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome this world, and further, I am equipping you continually to do the very same. Some of you have your bags packed for the rapture, and you're just sitting in the airport waiting for your flight. I'm asking you to go home, unpack your bags, take stock of where your soul is at, pick up your cross, and take hold of my agenda for each day. The prayer of the Holy Spirit has given Mother Claire is for all of you. And this is the prayer. Lord, please help me to live only for you today. He continued, this prayer, if you correspond to it and set your heart in order to live it, will take you all the way to sainthood. There is no reason why all of you in this community cannot become saints. You have passed one of the major hurdles as Satan continues to try and sow enmity and division here, and you skip through it with brotherly love and charity beyond your own strength. Part of what Mother Claire has been learning is how to love suffering. First comes the resolution to not live for herself. Second comes the trials. And third comes the graces from heaven to carry her through. Going beyond that, I would like her to be joyful in all trials, and that is where we are headed. Hop aboard the holiness train with me, and I will take you where you want to go, and you will fill up all the passenger cars behind you as you go with souls who are lost but are now saved. You have a very long line of empty passenger cars behind you, and they are just waiting to be filled. I will also increase this community so that everyone has the time they need for outreaches of different kinds. Some will be internet channels, some will go out in the byways, others will visit the sick and shut-ins, some will minister to the ministers and support the community with prayer and works. But never underestimate the power you servants of the community have. There is not one grace or conversion that comes through their efforts that you will lack a reward for. In other words, because of your selfless service to those who are on the front lines, you will receive the same reward they receive, and even more, for making it possible for them to function at that level. So at that point, I stopped and asked the Lord if this message was from Him. And He confirmed that it was, even though it was not what I was expecting. But interestingly enough, several in the community have also been feeling that the time has been extended again. But thankfully, the Lord said it will not be another 5 years. Whew! I can hear you picking up the stones right now, dear family. I'm going to get it for this, I know. But I'm not here to court anyone's favor. I'm here to repeat to you what the Lord is saying. But it's interesting also that several in the community have also been feeling that the time has been extended again. I have been sensing it for several weeks, but just couldn't quite come to terms with it. So this message confirmed it. Dear ones, let us go home, unpack our bags, and stop living for ourselves. We've got work to do.